Paragraph 1 reads, "The term bioluminescence refers to a natural phenomenon in which living organisms have evolved the ability to produce their own internal light sources, causing them to glow. Though relatively rare, bioluminescence has been observed in thousands of species, including a number of algae, insects, bacteria, and even fish. Most of these species live in marine ecosystems, where natural sunlight is uncommon. But bioluminescence has also been observed in several forms of terrestrial organisms. For centuries, scientists have strived to understand this strange phenomenon and how it evolved in the first place."
So the term bioluminescence is what our article is all about. And so bioluminescence is basically just the production and emission of light by a living organism, so they can produce their own light source somehow. And in the article we'll talk about the specifics about this. But anyway, they produce their own light and so they glow. So they're pretty easy to see. And they're fairly rare, but they have been observed in thousands of different species, and not just like one type of organism. They've been found in algae, insects, bacteria, and even fish. So there's really, you know, a lot of places that you can observe bioluminescence if you're kind of in the right place at the right time.
So as we mentioned, a lot of these live in the water for various reasons. And one reason, especially when you're dealing with fish that live deep underwater, or other animals like jellyfish that can swim pretty deep underwater where there's not a lot of sunlight, these bioluminescent creatures really can make good use of it because there just isn't a lot of light down there anyway. It's been observed also, though, in a lot of terrestrial organisms. We mentioned fireflies in the introduction. That's probably the most famous example. I guess there's a few other examples as well. For centuries, scientists have witnessed this phenomenon. And of course, it's just so unusual and weird that it caught their interest, and so for hundreds of years, scientists tried to understand this phenomenon, being able to explain it in terms of what is going on chemically and also how this process of developing these bioluminescent features began in the first place.